and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading The Hare's Bride. There once was a woman who lived with her daughter, and near their dwelling they had a beautiful cabbage garden. During the winter, however, a little hare got into the garden and began eating up the cabbage. So the woman said to her daughter, "Go out into the garden and chase the hare away." "Shoo, shoo," cried the maiden to the hare, "stop eating all our cabbage." "Come here, maiden," said the hare, "sit down on my tail and come with me to my little hut." The maiden was unwilling, and the next day the hare came again and ate the cabbage. "Go out into the garden," said the mother, "and chase the hare away." "Shoo, shoo," cried the maiden, "stop eating all our cabbage." "Come here, maiden," said the hare, "sit down on my tail and come with me to my little hut." The maiden was unwilling. On the third day, the hare came again and ate the cabbage. The woman then said to her daughter, "Go out into the garden and chase the hare away." "Shoo, shoo, stop eating all our cabbage," cried the maiden. "Come here, maiden," said the hare, "sit down on my tail and come with me to my little hut." The maiden sat down on the hare's tail, and the hare carried her far away to his hut and said, "Now, cook some green cabbage and millet. I'm going to invite the wedding guests." Then all the wedding guests gathered together. Who were the wedding guests? Well, I can tell you what someone else told me. All the hares were there, the crow as parson to marry the couple, the fox as sexton, and the altar was under the rainbow. However, the maiden was sad because she was so alone. Then the hare came back and said, "Open the door, open the door. The wedding guests are all nice and merry." The bride said nothing but wept. The hare went away and then came back again. "Open the door, open the door. The wedding guests are hungry." Again the bride said nothing but wept, and the hare went away. Then he came and said, "Open the door, open the door. The wedding guests are waiting." The bride said nothing, and the hare went away. However, this time the maiden made a straw doll, dressed it in her clothes, gave it a big spoon, stood it in front of the kettle with the millet, and then went home to her mother. Again the hare came and said, "Open the door, open the door." Finally, he opened the door and smashed the doll on its head so that the cap fell off. When he realized that it was not his bride, the hare went off and was sad. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on Magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the podcast, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.